From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. $50 billion per year by 2010. That's what a group of eight leaders pledged to give Africa's poorest countries at their recent summit in Scotland. The aid is in addition to a $40 billion debt cancellation package agreed upon last month by G8 finance ministers. But British Prime Minister Tony Blair made it clear that the success of new relief efforts depends on the good faith of African leaders.
The only people that will change Africa ultimately are Africans. And to those people who say all we ever wanted to do was put money into Africa, that's never been our case. Our case is that the money is necessary, but it is never sufficient. In the end, it is only vibrant African leadership, capable of giving good governance to its people, that can make the ultimate difference.
That was British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Joining us now to talk about the reaction from some African countries to the G8 is NPR's Ophébia Quistocden. She joins us from Dakar, Senegal. Ophébia, thanks for joining us. Let me ask you, in terms of the countries that you've been to, how are Africans viewing the news from the G8?
With mixed feelings. I think probably the main feeling is we, the people, have not been consulted enough. Yes, the G8 leaders were talking to African leaders, but they didn't feel that there was enough input from African people. And they feel a bit disappointed because although it looks on paper as if a lot more money has been pledged to Africa, a lot of the aid campaigners are saying this is really fiddling with figures and that there's not a lot of new money. But when you talk to the ordinary average African, they say, well, if they are talking about us, if they want to lift us out of poverty, why didn't they talk to us?
One of the things that I've been hearing from Africans here in the United States is, and I'm wondering if, in fact, this is what we're saying, they say they still feel this sense of the G8 being paternal, if you will, toward Africa.
Absolutely. Paternalistic, I think, is a word that many people have used. I've just come across the border from Mali, which is neighboring to Senegal. These countries are on the fringes of the Sahara Desert. Mali is a cotton-producing country. It says, you know, actually, we don't even want to hear about aid, says a cotton farmer to me. What I want to hear about is trade justice, fair trade for my cotton. If America subsidizes cotton to its cotton farmers, and there are other farming subsidies and trade barriers and trade tariffs, that is what hurts me. If I get a good, fair price for my cotton, I'll be able to feed my family and send my children to school. So there is a feeling that African leaders are still being treated slightly as children. If you do this, we'll give you more money, but only if you're good and have good governments and no corruption and so on. Whereas poor people are saying, but we're poor. And we want to be better off, and the way for us to be better off is for fair trade.
Ophébia, isn't that the lost headline in all of this? We hear so much about debt relief, debt relief, debt relief, but if Africa can't get on firm and solid ground with trade, really they're destined to be behind all the time.
Which is exactly what Africans are saying, and that if Africa does not get onto the fair trade route now, forget about the United States, forget about Prime Minister Tony Blair of Britain. They're going to have to face competition from China, from India, from the real giant. And there was one activist, a South African, who said, you know, the people have roared, but the G8 have whispered. So there's a lot of disappointment. And the other issue, Africa is center stage at the G8 in Gleneagles, albeit the fact that its thunder was stolen by the London bomb attacks. Center stage, then tomorrow it'll be backstage, and then off stage, and then off the radar. So they don't want Africa to be fashionable for just 2 minutes. And don't forget, why is Africa in debt? Because it's servicing the interest on its debt. And what for? From people who raped the raw materials of the continent in the old days. So it all seems a little bit skew-if, a little bit uneven.
NPR's Ophébia Quistocden joining us from Dakar, Senegal. Thanks, Ophébia.